Before we can let out a brown noise, I feel like I'm going to try
I shit my pants.
I pre-shit.
Pre-shit. You can't make me shit twice, idiot.
I had Waffle House earlier. It's ready to go.
One in the chamber.
I got it covered in chili. You're fucked now, idiot.
That's my secret, Captain. I always shit my pants. I really thought that's where you were going with it too.
No.
I was like, Alex is a trailblazer.
There's one of those moments where I'm like, how high do you guys think of me that your initial reaction is, I'm gonna shit my pants on the spot?
Listen, we have described your actions, your thought processes as outlandish in the past.
Yeah, that's fair.
And woo-hoo. I feel like that would live up to that word, if nothing else.
Yeah. It's just I just yeah, that's me, I guess. I feel like all things considered, I haven't done anything like that. I've been trying to tone it down for this. I guess I should just start shitting my pants at some point.
I feel like you should not tone yourself down.
All right, buddy.
You should escalate it.
You all love yourself.
Austin, yeah. Let's go. I shit my pants.
Oh, now he's just copying.
No. Oh, fine. I'll shit my pants if you want.
Colin, that's wrong. I'm going to shit and piss. Oh. I know he's got the yellow noise loaded up.
He's going to shiss.
Wait, I've heard of the brown note. Is there a yellow note?
I don't know. I was just making that up.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure.
So I want to address that. I looked it up.
Is it real?
Mythbusters busted the brown note.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Huge bummer.
Mythbusters has superpowers.
If it makes you guys feel better, it's totally real here.
Yeah, thank you. They don't have superpowers.
Okay, another question, sound related question. Have you guys seen the Italian Job remake with like Mark Wahlberg?
No.
Yeah. And Charlize Theron?
Remember how Seth Green's character's whole end goal was to play a musical note that could blow women's clothes off at the end?
Yes.
Does that exist in this universe as well?
I'm afraid to say yes to that question. I'm going to answer that.
Well, I mean, you have wavelength. I don't have his power. It's up to you. I don't care.
So here's what I think is going to happen. Because
you can say no.
Because I think... Shut the fuck up. So I think...
You can say no.
Thank you for giving me permission to say no, Alex.
You're welcome.
Previously on Gifted.
Miss Particle, first off, welcome to the party. You're a bit late. Secondly, we need this man just for a little bit to help our friend.
Hey, yeah, big fan. Tell you what, we're gonna go.
What did you mean? You need him for your friend. So is she. She goes, and the other guy in the helmet, he's going to take kind of a defensive stance. Wavelength, can you give me a hand? Harvey, you feel like your head is just like under assault, like waves hitting your ears.
We just had this great moment where like Max and I came together and then these people come out here and shit all over it. Siphon here can actually share with you information through physical touch.
Show me.
I want it to be like just a mini montage, right, of everything that has gone wrong in my life when it comes to these powers.
It's not strictly speaking legal.
How severe on the legal side of things are we talking here?
What we have in mind is another prison break. I think that Wavelength has like that like eye bulge.
Particle, I think we have a problem.
Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your DM this evening, Austin. You know my players.
Hi, I'm Colin. I'm playing the Golden Rule, aka Harvey, and I'm the cockpit.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm playing the role of Paul Morph, and I forgot the plane parts we talked about before this bit. Yeah, that's it.
And hi, I'm Drew. I'm playing Max, also known as Siphon, and I'm done with this bit.
I love me a well-developed bit. Those are the best.
Perfect beginning, middle, and end. We really 9/11'd it with the chukadig thanks to the plane thing.
Yeah.
I just loved that pregnant silence and just watching Alex's face.
Why did you like, I'm not going to break go. Like, I'm not breaking first.
Why did neither of you go?
I'm last.
Confident raised no bitch.
I can't see you guys because it's still the same frozen image. So all I have was silence. And I was like, did they freeze? Did I freeze? What the fuck?
Alex kind of froze. He was just sitting there with this dumb smile on his face, trying not to break. Secret. That's one thing that I wish that I could share with the listeners. That would be something.
All right. Well,
my God, what a mess.
We made it. God bless this mess. Like
we made it.
Everyone.
So let's get into it. So you guys are here in the Waffle House parking lot. Aaron has dropped this information on Max. And Wavelength has overheard it. And so Wavelength turns to Particle and says, Particle, I think we have a problem. And Particle is immediately on alert and she turns to look at him. And he says,
they intend to perform a prison break.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even know who yet, though. I mean, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
Wait, are Paul and I in this sidebar conversation with Aaron and Max, or is this the first we hear?
You guys are not in the sidebar. This is the first that you've heard of it. The sidebar was just Max and Aaron.
Okay, so I'm going to start saying really quickly, I think you heard Prism Break. They're trying to make a new Rubik's Cube toy called Prism Break, and they're trying to discuss the plans of it whenever there's a lull in conversation.
Wait, we're doing toys now?
So I think Wavelength would turn to you.
What about that is illegal?
So they are using patents that aren't theirs, and they're trying to figure out a way around it. It's a patent law thing more than anything.
So you were aware of this the whole time, and we came down here to find out about something that you already knew?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do... I'm going to use, are you watching closely? When you mislead, distract, or trick someone.
Okay.
I'm going to roll superior.
Sure.
Cool. This doesn't have to be hitting them, right? This is just me fucking with them. That counts.
Yes.
Still?
Yes.
Making sure. I got to roll superior.
I don't know what your plan is beyond the rolling of the dice on this, but I'm interested.
Boy, there isn't one. This is called, this is called I'm being a dumbass.
This is my favorite.
I just made it, I think. Okay. So, I rolled, so superiors plus two, so I got a 7, and it says on a 7 through 9, choose 2. I get an opportunity, I expose a weakness or flaw, I confuse them for some time, or I avoid further entanglement. So, what I'm going to do is choose confuse them for some time and avoid further entanglement. And I'm going to start breaking down patent laws of the Rubik's Cube that I have no actual knowledge of. I'm going to start saying, well, when you look at, have you ever actually like taken the cubes off of like the cube itself and you kind of see how there's all those gears in there, right? And like, you know, whenever you get your first cube, you have to like spend a lot of time kind of making sure the gears like kind of turn quicker so you can be fast at it. because you've been practicing, so like usually all the practice kind of made it slow. So they're working on a thing to kind of reinvent those gears, but they're still kind of in talks with Hasbro about being able to work off of those gears with their own patent. So I'm just going to keep bullshitting like that for God knows how long to hope that like they can keep talking or something. I don't know.
Okay. So here's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
We're going to move. So I think what's going to happen is Wavelength is going to be the one that is confused. And I think that he will turn and engage with you in this conversation.
Yes.
Right.
He fucking loves Rubik's Cubes. Let's go.
And so you're going to avoid further entanglement on this line of questioning.
Perfect.
And Particle is going to turn her attention to Max. So I think she's gonna walk up to you and Aaron. And I think she's going to say, I think I need an explanation.
I am going to subtly shift my body position to where I'm more on her side now and turn to Aaron and be like, yeah, what's going on here, Aaron?
And I think that he visibly pales, especially after you kind of
threw him clean under the fucking bus. Jesus Christ. That poor Aaron.
Threw him under the Mustang.
This man had like fourth degree burns because of us.
Yeah. And I want to point out, he's telling me this in front of them, and I told him, I was like, hey, just so you're aware, if you whisper anything, that guy's going to hear it, no matter what. And he's like, yeah, okay, come here. We got to commit illegal shit in front of these cops, and it is my fault?
I don't know that he necessarily thinks it's your fault. I think he might have expected a little more support than what you just gave him.
a little more than, oh, you fucking blew it, Aaron. Go explain yourself. I made up a game called Prism Break, and you're over here like, oh, the bus is on time, and you threw him straight under it.
I'm interested to see how he gets out of this. I don't know. Also, this is just me making Austin talk to himself and figure it out.
Never again. No, that's cool. That's cool.
I might still help him out, but I need him to set it, you know? I don't know where to begin. Like, if we're breaking out like a jaywalker, like, I can easily wrap that and spin that. If we're going and, like, breaking out the most notorious serial killer, like, this version's of Jack the Ripper or whatever, then I don't have a great way of, you know, being like, it's fine. He just murdered a few people.
So, being the only unpowered person in this scenario, I think he's just kind of quaking in his boots a little bit.
I forgot he has no powers, too. Jesus, poor guy.
Poor guy, I know. So, there's a secret prisoner in Tartarus, and we need to get down there and get him out.
Uh-huh. So just with the truth, then, that was the thing.
I don't know that this is Aaron's specialty.
You know, Austin reminds me so much that sometimes if we just kind of try not to immediately panic and throw bullshit, that it's actually not the worst thing in the world. And I feel like that's usually my gut reaction. I think that's a me problem I need to work on.
You know, everyone could use some self-improvement. Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you. It takes the bigger man to reflect like that. So.
Humble as always.
I try. People always tell me they love how humble I am. Sorry, go on.
I would say it's my number one quality.
Who is the prisoner?
Well, some people think that he's dead, but we have a reason to believe that he's alive.
Names, Aaron.
We don't know his real name. We just know the alias that he goes by. I don't think he even calls himself that. But
what's the alias?
The prisoner's name is Hollow.
Does that ring any bells?
Yeah, it should. I think all three of you would know exactly who Hollow is.
Oh boy!
Now these two guys already know because they were part of the world building that we did for this. Would you guys like to explain who Hollow is?
He's a supervillain. It was New York that he obliterated, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the most general synopsis I can give.
So yeah, you know how it's like, I don't know how we can really spin it if you're like trying to free the world's most dangerous criminal and then you immediately said we're trying to free the world's most dangerous criminal.
In his defense, this probably would sound like a conspiracy theory to most people.
Yeah, so I turn, I turn and I'm like, yeah, see, we're free in the hollow. Like, it's, come on.
The classic come on line of deflection. Come on. Come on.
I believe that Particle's first response would be skepticism to a suggestion of this magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she'd just be like, so you apprehended this man.
Mm-hmm. We did.
For this purpose. I feel like this is a waste of time, and we have just wasted our whole evening on this endeavor.
Aaron, we need some more explaining. What reasoning do you have for thinking Hollow's alive? And more importantly, what the fuck is Hollow gonna do to help Max? Blow him up?
I don't have all the answers. I march to the beat of the drum that I'm supposed to.
Cog in the machine.
All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
Very well said.
Could I shoot off a text to Seth and be like, are you fucking watching this shit, man? Because I assume he's got cameras everywhere.
I was going to ask, do the Waffle security cameras go, is that a live feed to our secret base? That's huge.
So I'm going to say yes. I think that makes sense. Yes.
You know, it's probably a huge giveaway that something's up with this Waffle House, the fact that it has security cameras on the outside.
Yeah. I was actually literally about to address that. I was going to be like, yeah, there's definitely some inside, and like Seth has added a couple outside, and that would immediately make him go,
Yeah.
Waffle House employees don't care what's going on in the parking lot at all.
Yeah, you can commit murder out there.
Yeah, once you're outside the building, not my problem.
Yeah. So yeah, I just turned to everyone and I'm like, guys, obviously Aaron's joking, all right? Why else would he say, you know, an illegal act in front of two superheroes and then it be to break the man who destroyed New York and killed thousands, I mean, like tens of thousands of people?
And he gives you like a thumb up, like...
There's like 6 million people, or there was 6 million people
in New York. Indicating a higher number. Yeah. The body count was significantly higher than tens of thousands, but...
Hundreds of thousands. Millions!
In fairness, it was like 50 years ago, so the population number is lower, you know, but still a lot.
Hundreds of thousands. So yeah, I mean, obviously that was a joke. And that is not why we need Paul's dad, whose name I've forgotten. Mark.
Or Mesmer, whichever one you prefer.
I prefer Mark.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Marcus.
Yeah. Let's all just take a breath. Really, we need to start figuring out what we can do about this prism break game. It's really,
Sure. I think Particle kind of rolls her eyes. If that's all there is, I think we should go ahead and just take him in.
Awesome. Do I know where they would be taking him into? Because like, what if I prison break him to do the prison break?
Double break. Let's go.
They're probably going to wind up taking him back to Tartarus, but he will go into a cell.
Yeah. Can I shoot politics real quick? I'm just going to be like, maybe we should let him go. You turn into like his wallet or something so that we can kind of follow Paul.
So what you're suggesting is that I become something we shove up my dad's ass so he can smuggle me into prison.
No.
Because
no.
They're going to take his wallet.
Yes. That is what I'm suggesting.
They do the bend over and spread your cheeks.
We just need to know where Tartarus is. So if he turns into like his dad's phone, And then when he's put in the evidence locker, he pops out. We use Find My iPhone. Boom. We have some fucking intel.
Guys, we're high key fucking blowing it, not having an AirTag.
So I think that the location of the prison is not hard to find. I think that most people will probably generally know where it is. It's just that like security is heavy and you're never going to even step inside.
Mm. Well, he's not going to step inside. His dad's going to carry him.
No, I understand. I comprehend.
I'm real interested to see Aaron's backup plan. You know, whatever he had, what's his contingency?
They say improvisation is the better part of planning.
No, Aaron's a great improv. I just found that.
He's a fucking master.
So I want to throw this out here. All right. The last time that you guys were like, what does Aaron do? Aaron ran up to punch a super and got blasted. So if you guys want me to do something, I'll throw Aaron in front of the bus.
You know,
let you guys feel bad about it later.
He's had a hard enough life up to this point, I think.
I just, like, Harvey is just so confused. Like, Harvey thought, like, oh, we'll get Paul's dad to just tell Max to stop, like, accidentally stealing people's lives or something. Like, put a mental block in Max's brain. And I was like,
fucking hilarious.
That'll work. And then
it was all mental.
Actual plan is to use fucking mind control man to break mind into a Supermax to break out the possibly dead fucking Doomsday. I don't even know where to go from here, man. I'm ready to just hand this motherfucker over.
Oh my god, okay. No, I the options are we fight in a Waffle House parking lot, which no one's going to break that up. That's par for the course.
Who would break you guys up fighting somewhere else?
That's fair as well. I feel like Waffle House gets an extra layer of like, let them.
I love the idea that you guys, as supers, are afraid to like fight inside the Waffle House because of the employees.
You ever going to have Waffle House girl or whatever fucking come in and just break our shit up?
What? When you go into Waffle House, there's like an ancient code. You're not allowed to.
An ancient code.
So I think Aaron like raises his hands like, all right. So all I know is that Hollow and Max here have a supernatural connection, and maybe the information we glean from Hollow can be used to separate Max from this entity, it that devours.
All right, Mr. Particle, I'm just gonna fucking level with you. This is the first we're hearing about this, and I don't know what the fuck to do. As you can see, We're still relatively new at this. What are your thoughts? What are you, wavelength, fucking prism break isn't real.
I was hoping you were going to be playing a Rubik's Cube off to the side. Don't break his fucking heart like that.
Yeah, like his head like snaps to attention. What?
can we have it canonically that he was showing me Rubik's Cube tricks when that happens? I want it to be known that Wayfair is mad into Rubik's Cubes. He's one of those guys.
He's produced one from the many pockets of his jacket.
Yes.
And you guys have been talking about Rubik's Cubes. Sorry, so Harvey asked what Particle's opinion is.
I am curious. I think I know what it is, but I'm curious to hear it.
I think she says, I'm not buying it. I think this ends here. And she's going to go to the Mustang to open the door.
Actually, hold up. Before she does that, what's Earhart feel about this? What's her line?
I don't know how much background information she has on this stuff, because she wasn't around when you guys first met the Greater Will. and she didn't hear any of their spiel. And so I think that she is similarly skeptical, but I think she's a team player and she's going to follow mine with whatever you guys decide to do.
Well, I'm not gonna do anything to stop Particle. Harvey's just as like lost about what we're supposed to be doing here as anybody.
Yes, I like I said, I really hope Aaron has a contingency, because I don't know if fighting two actual heroes that are on the Dark Stars.
Yeah, one of them is on the Dark Stars.
Yeah, I believe Wavelength is in training to some degree.
Wavelength is like...
He's a ward. He's a boy
He's
ward.
Like a free agent they brought in because his ability is relevant.
Oh, good. Because I love him, and I'm definitely watching him on Twitch, because he's definitely a streamer. 100% he's a streamer.
So, like I said, Particle goes to the Mustang to open the door and take Mesmer out. And Max, you see this look of panic on Aaron's face, and he reaches into his pocket and pulls something out, and he lunges at Particle.
I was really hoping this would be a gun.
It's not a gun. And you see he drives this syringe into her exposed neck and pushes the plunger down.
Oh god.
Are we the bad god. Guys?
What's Wavelength doing?
Yeah, what's happening?
So there's gonna be a lot going on here, I think, from this point forward. So Particle immediately like drops. And I think she like kind of collapses into like the front seat of the Mustang. And I think Aaron, like, he drops the syringe from limp fingers, and he looks at you, Max, and says, "I had my orders."
Oh, he's just following orders.
Yeah, I hate that line.
And I think Wavelength, like, just like flabbergasted. You guys can't even see his facial expression, but I imagine that it's. He's just got like surprised emoji. I don't know. Maybe it's like the face, like the
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hands on the cheeks. So yeah. Wavelength takes a like an aggressive posture, I think, for the purposes of combat. And I think he's gonna let out like a what the fuck.
So is Harvey.
Yeah. So
what
is
the fuck? I have an idea. Wait.
Yes.
I know what I want to do. My time has come. Okay. I shit my pants. No, I'm going to... he hits the white note and you come instantly.
Oh, no.
That's in fact that one.
That's the problem. They keep playing the white note every time. Where would we stay?
Your time has come to come.
Oh god.
So what I was gonna do was roll to subdue Aaron.
How so?
I don't know. I was just gonna put him in a full Nelson, the classic.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Look, a full Nelson is a damn effective maneuver. I will go to my deathbed with that.
You have full Nelson to more people than you've done anything else to.
Yeah. Look, I do one
it's,
thing.
I think it's beating out I become their pants.
Yeah, you could literally turn into like his jacket and then turn the jacket into like a straight jacket. But you choose to just fucking WWE this motherfucker.
just manually full Nelson him instead of
yeah, him. Well, because that way, you know, it leaves me open to move into other objects easier if need be, if he, like, pulls some other shit. Because I'm going to full Nelson him.
So, I think... So, you and Wavelength were near each other, right?
Yeah.
So... I think Wavelength is going to launch an attack at Aaron.
No more Aaron. What was it? Aaron no more.
Aaron no more.
And then with the rainbow.
So,
me and Wavelength are now a friendship broken with Aaron. Wavelength is my best friend.
So I guess my question, well, I don't know if it's a question, but I'm trying to figure out if you get hit by it as well.
Probably.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I could use condition finally.
All right. So he's just really going to let loose. Like,
he's
panicking. Yeah, so he's going to throw out both of his hands. And you guys just feel this deep rumble. You can feel it in your chest. You know what I mean?
Oh, and stomach. I really did.
I mean, stomach too. But
No.
And you're going to get hit by this as well, Paul. But Aaron like drops to his knees, and he's like, and you guys can speculate as to what has happened to Aaron at this stage. But
he got hit by a ball.
This is not necessarily the most appropriate use of this move, but I think this is an appropriate time to use it in terms of narrative. I want you to roll to take a powerful blow.
How do I do that?
You roll plus your conditions.
It's been a while since I've had to do it, so I'm just like trying to find the...
And you're trying to roll low on this one.
Okay, I gotta roll... Wait, so I just roll plus conditions marked. So I just roll plus zero right now, right?
If you have no conditions, then...
Correct, all right. Escalators, escalators, escalators. 8?
8, okay. So you didn't fail.
So wait, what was he? Is he brown noising us?
He is brown noising Aaron, and by extension you, because you get in the way.
God, so I really am shitting my pants. There's no escaping it. I really should have just blasted my pants. So, I'm gonna lash out verbally, provoke a teammate to foolhardy action, or take advantage of your influence to inflict a condition.
All right, so my question would be, who then first?
I am going to look at Max and be like, he's brown noting us. Get his hands.
Yeah, and you feel something heavy drop in your pants.
Oh, it does happen. I don't just get a little bit of it. I get the full... Oh no.
You got some. You got some for sure. So so it hit. It just wasn't the full failure.
So it wasn't a complete explosion.
Correct. And you see on Wavelength's faceplate poop emoji.
He's a bastard for this. I thought we were cool after the Rubik's Cube talk, and now I'm fucking pissed.
So I guess the logical follow-up to that is Max.
Yeah.
Because you have been kind of goaded to foolhardy action.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do then, I believe, is I'm going to try and... pull off his helmet.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sure. So your intent is not to harm him. So, right?
Correct. Is that correct, okay? Correct.
So I think I want to do unleash your powers to manipulate the environment.
You want to unleash my powers to manipulate the environment. Okay.
Do I get a follow-up after he does this?
We can do that, yeah. Okay. That's fine. I just... Since you goaded him, I wanted him to go.
Yeah, no, first. That makes sense. I have something. And it depends on if he gets the helmet off or not, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I'm right, just the best at this. I rolled a 7, but I also get to add my freak, which I think someone has made a 3 here recently. Yeah. So that's...
I thought somebody knocked it down to 2, and it was 3 before.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, you had it at 3, and then when we did the end of sessions... for last time, somebody got to manipulate your stats and they bumped your freak down to 2. That's what I remember.
I will let Austin tell me how it's temporary or unstable.
Okay. I feel like temporary is the way to go here.
Yeah, my options are either take a condition or let you make it temporary or unstable.
So what I kind of imagine is that you pull it off,
yeah,
and like it clatters onto the ground on the asphalt, and you see his face. He looks, I would say, pretty young, like late teens, early 20s, potentially. He's got a little bit of like stubble.
Yeah.
But like it's not like all around his chin here. It definitely gives you the impression of somebody who's young and can't grow a beard. You know what I mean? But he's got this really short, messy blonde hair. He's got himself some helmet hair.
Nice.
But it kind of hangs over in front and it's a bit shorter on the sides. And I think he goes wide eyed and he takes his focus off of you guys and he goes to pick the helmet up and put it back on.
He goes to, but I have a plan.
Okay.
So you guys have been complaining that I've been full Nelsoning. I haven't been becoming people's pants enough.
I don't.
It wasn't a complaint.
No, don't worry. It's observation. Worry. It's all gonna come full circle. Let me have my speech. All right.
Yep.
So I haven't been becoming people's pants enough. It's been noted. Yep. So what I'm gonna do in full, I'm gonna embrace full Waffle House parking lot street trash mentality. Okay. I'm going to drop my shit blasted pants, throw them at his head, and become my own pants to wrap around his head.
I'm all becoming right, so my I just own want, pants. So I just want to clarify. You're wearing shoes, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I just kind of imagined you like trying to hop out of your pants, and you're like you're stepping on your pants to pull your shoes out of them, and you're like coating the bottom of your shoes in shit.
Look, we have a bag of laundry surface or something for Seth. This doesn't matter. It's all about sending a message now, okay? you don't brown note me and get away with it that easy, that clean. That doesn't happen, okay?
Sure. So you're going to huck those at him. Yes. I don't know if this really counts as directly engage a threat. Well, actually, I guess it should.
I figured unleash your power because I'm still becoming my pants.
Yeah, but I feel like this is an attack, more or less.
Oh, yeah, regardless. I'll do whatever.
Yeah, let's do directly engage threat.
Let's see. Okay, so... Oh, God. This is the part where I start failing all my rolls miserably, and I just get myself even more coded in shit as hubris for coming in this bit. I don't even have any conditions, Austin.
You did put a target on your back by saying that.
Yeah. 6.
Dang.
Okay.
God damn it.
So, I think what happens is... Oh, go ahead and mark your condition, by the way. Condition are you marking?
That's, you know, I
oh, and mark potential.
I'm going to have to go with insecure on this.
Why insecure? How's he feeling?
Pants are down. I'm covered in shit.
You embarrass me in front of my friends.
Mark of potential.
You take your shit-covered pants off and throw it at him.
Not just throw it at him, but become the shit-covered pants.
Which you taste. You taste the shit.
I don't have to lick it. I mean, like, you know. You know what I mean? It's like when I'm in it, it's like I don't have to. Like, I'm sure I could, but you can just kind of like, you know. It's like when a kid like holds his nose to like when he doesn't want to eat Brussels sprouts. It's like same diff, you know.
So I think what's going to happen is you're going to throw the pants, become the pants,
mm-hmm.
And I think he has this moment where he realizes the situation he's in. And he looks up and he sees the pants coming and he reaches out a hand and blasts and it like splits your shit covered pants in half, spilling you out onto the asphalt, but also coating him in some of your projectile shit.
But I'm also, to be clear, also, I'm fully nude on the bottom right now.
Yeah. Right? You're Donald Ducking it right now. Yeah, 100%.
Wait, you are? I was afraid to ask.
Like,
you
dick
are?
Out?
David Paul is my insecurities, Mark. Look, because I didn't, I wasn't, yeah. Twig and berries?
For Harambe, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm Donald Ducking it because, like, look, if I want to get their shit off of me, I don't just take the, it's pants and pantaloons, right? It's not just going to get one or the other.
Yeah.
You got to get it all off.
To be fair, if you shed yourself, it would be on your underwear mainly to start. Yeah.
I guess I could see that, but I hadn't really thought about that.
And
I
just
want to.
Just remind me, like, we're in our super suits. What does your super suit look like again? Isn't it just a camo suit?
This is a three-piece camo suit.
Digital camo.
So you're in like a camo sports coat, like a button-up tie, a button-up shirt with a tie, and then fucking dick out.
I am full Donald Ducking it right now. I am in full
shit running down. You're like, are your boots still on? No, you had to kick your boots off.
they're loafers, but yeah.
So your legs, your feet, your fucking. Oh God, this is a nightmare.
It was already bad. Okay, like.
I mean, yeah, a woman did just basically get roofied in the passenger seat of your brand new Mustang. Way to lean into stereotypes, but...
Oh, God.
So can someone else do something while I'm sitting here in fetal position while shit's crazy?
So I want to pivot to either Harvey or Max, whoever...
Please.
...feels like they have something they want to do.
Please help me.
I don't want to ruin... I don't want to ruin the parking lot on what I assume is a new Waffle House that Seth had built, but I think to like fucking like a teacher whistling really loud to get the attention of the students, I'm just gonna like Hulk smash the parking lot and be like, everybody, sit the fuck down.
Okay, so I think this is an unleash your power scenario. You are reshaping the environment.
Okay, what do I roll for that?
We could do that, or we could do provoke someone, maybe. If you're trying to make everybody stand down, I think the stand down is more important than actually damaging the parking lot. So let's go with provoke someone.
Provoke someone.
So you're gonna roll plus superior.
All right. Let me see. Okay, I'll just go ahead and roll. Okay. My superior. Oh no.
I think it's a minus one.
No, my superior is a zero. But I don't remember why, but I am feeling guilty.
So you have a minus two.
So I got a minus two, which takes that six and knocks it down to a four.
All right. So I think you punch the ground, you crack the asphalt of the parking lot. And I think it kind of jostles everybody, but like everyone's like in the heat of the moment or they're in like shock from what's going on. And it doesn't have the effect that you intended. I think that Aaron gathers himself and he gets up and kind of waddles over to the Mustang. And he's going to say, come on, Max, we got to go. And he reaches up to grab, reached down into the seat to grab Particle to pull her out of the Mustang.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to start running over and hop inside the car.
All right.
I'm not driving. I won't do that.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. He is going to... Well, so we're at the passenger seat.
Yeah.
If you're not going to drive, I think he's going to climb across into the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And crank the car. So I think... Wavelength puts his helmet back on. He stands up. He's ready. He's got his arms lifted, pointed at the Mustang. And so what I want to know is what Paul and Harvey are doing. Max has kind of decided his line of
action. I'd like to do the I'm a defender.
Okay.
I'm not getting in the car at the moment,
okay.
But I'm just gonna step in front of him so that if he's blasting the car or not, if they want to get away, they can.
And I think like Wavelength has seen it work on you before, and so he's just gonna try and blast you out of the way. So I think I want you to roll to defend.
Okay, so that's a 10 then.
Sure. So you keep them safe and you choose one.
I'd like to clear condition.
Okay. Seems good.
I'm gonna clear afraid, which is the condition I took after I punched the ground not 2 seconds ago.
Sure. So tell me, like, what does it look like when you withstand the blast?
I think I just kind of bull rush him and stand, like, because he's sending this out of his hands, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I'd like to try and just, like, put my hands right up to his so that, like, none of it gets past me and I absorb all of it.
All right.
Kind of fucking up my whole ass shit.
Sure. Paul, did you want to step in? I know you had something in the chamber.
So. I was going to try and just scissor kick him. Shit covered ass and taint right at his face.
All right. Okay.
Look. Fire.
Just roll directly engage the threat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any conditions to give you a minus to that, by the way?
Not yet.
Cool. Maybe this will be the one.
You'd be wrong. That's a 9, baby.
All right. Fair enough. you pick one from the list then for directly engage.
Okay. And that will be... how abstract can take something from them be? Because can dignity count because he's taken mine?
Sure, if that's what you want. Just tell me how it plays out.
Yeah, I've worded it. I'm going straight for his face with this, too. He has his helmet's not back on yet, right? I'm scissor kicking him straight at the head.
He got his helmet back on.
Oh. He can't see, though, because it's covered in shit.
Well, regardless, yeah, now I don't care. Going for the head anyways, and I'm going to fucking just get a good smear on there as I kind of take him to the ground with the force of with my momentum.
Sure. You do. And
I take his
hear...
dignity, to be clear.
Sure. Sure. I understand. And you hear a crack as his helmet bounces off the pavement.
All right. Cool. Sick. Donald Duck fucking mode. Donald Duck mode Paul is a machine. all right.
I think Earhart makes this like wall of air and tries to like block Wavelength off from the rest of you guys. And she's like, we should just go.
Yeah. Not yet.
Such a teabag.
I am pissed. All right. I am shitted and pissed. Okay. So
I'm gonna like try and Dukes of Hazzard jump through like the window to get in the back seat of the car and be like, Paul, get us the fuck out of here.
So I start punching.
Punching? Did you punch the gas on the Mustang?
Look, all right, you guys already have it started. I can get like, I'm assuming, did Aaron also hop in the driver's seat?
Aaron is in the driver's seat, yeah, but yeah. Somebody sits in the driver's seat for you guys anyway.
Right. So if the car started, he's in the driver's seat, I'm going to turn back at the boys and be like, I'll catch up.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to force you to not beat up Wavelength, but I don't think Aaron's going to just wait around for Donald Duck to beat this man.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
He's going to crank it into reverse.
Yeah, he cranks. Yeah, I can get in the car at a moment's notice with my powers. I'm not worried about that.
I love the idea of that backfiring on you pretty hard.
I do too. I love the thought of me pantsless in the middle of the city and having to figure out how to take down this man who is multi power levels above me. I love that idea too.
Also, I want to forget, I really like Wavelength. I looked up to Wavelength in our brief moments here. Him making you shit your pants makes it even more so.
He scored more points with Drew specifically.
Yeah. Because, like, my whole game plan is, like, I can use Wavelink now to actually make Governor Neal piss shit himself on national television. I won't have to, like,
mine. That's a long-term
strategy. Governor Neal's dead, right?
I mean, that's what they want you to think.
Just making sure that I didn't miss something there. Like, he was in the explosion.
We kind of skipped it over, but... Yeah, I mean, the place went under and imploded and collapsed on
itself. Yeah, I thought that was a given. I was like, wait, is he back?
Governor Neal is alive. Don't let Austin... we're going to pull the curtain back later, in another episode or two, and it's going to be him, but with, like, robot parts.
I just love the idea that not only is Max making everyone convinced that Governor Neal pissed and shit himself, but they're also convincing him that Governor Neal is still, in fact, alive and then did this. Makes it even funnier to me, quite honestly.
Yeah, he pissed and shit himself recently.
Yeah, and then I turned to Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, I can't believe you believe all this conspiracy crap nonsense. Anyway, Governor Neal's behind it all.
I love that you still said Aaron Rodgers, and I guess that's mildly appropriate.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to start trying to, like, again, punch him in the crack of his helmet.
I love the idea. You're like, I teabag him with my shit covered genitals.
I am. Look, I'm coming out of this victorious. I don't care. I'm in a state right now. Again, once that car is halfway around the corner, I can zoop right in there. Right. So just you know.
So he's on the back foot, as it were. But...
Yeah.
So I guess this is one thing to mention. Lily's got, like, the wind wall up. So, like, physically engaging with him is going to be difficult.
Am I not already on his like, I'm, like, on top of him now. Am I not, or no?
Well,
no,
I'm backing up slightly because you, like, kicked him, he fell over, and then wind wall, right? So then I just want to clarify what you do from there.
Wait, he actually hit him with his feet? I thought he hit him with...
the gooch.
Well, I think there's shit on his feet too, for what it's worth. he had to step his way out of those pants. I'm throwing it out there.
There's still a distance between me and him then, regardless.
There is a wind wall between you.
Okay.
Lily doesn't need to be in the car. She's like, go, let's go, come on.
Lily says, go, let's go, come on to me.
Who else?
I will say, Harvey's fine, and then I'll get in the car.
Okay. And I think you guys see through the rearview mirror or the windows, you see Wavelength get to his knees and kind of stumble run his way over to Particle, and they fade into the distance. Back in the Waffle House parking lot. The camera watches at a low angle. The Rubik's Cube, the Wavelength dropped to the asphalt, is in the foreground. In the background, out of focus, we see Wavelength on his knees, his back to us. He's pulled Particle into his lap. We can faintly hear him trying to wake her.
Wake up! Wake up!
We match cut to another Rubik's Cube. This one rests on a plain white table, inside a plain white room. A hand reaches from outside the frame and grasps clumsily at the cube. The camera cuts to the owner of the hand. A young man sits at the table. His face is slack, eyes unfocused. He is unremarkable in every way. Average height, average build, plain features. He is wearing an orange prisoner's jumpsuit that stands out sharply against the white walls of the room. Over his heart, the number 00000 is printed on it. We cut again, and the prisoner is still in view, this time from a security feed. A lone security guard is on duty in this room, clearly identified by his dark uniform, emblazoned with the stylized laurel wreath that commonly identifies servants of Hades and his domain. The nameplate on his uniform reads, Hatch. Hatch slurps down some instant ramen and feels a shiver run down his spine as he watches Prisoner Zero. today has been challenging for everyone within Tartarus after the escape of Mesmer. But Prisoner Zero was not allowed to be unattended, no matter what was going on above. The cocktail of drugs they injected him with needed to be re-upped regularly to prevent him from fully manifesting his power. Without it, the layers of steel and magical barriers maintained by Hades himself might not be enough. The door slides open and Hatch snaps to attention as his boss strides in, standing up and nearly spilling his ramen on the console. Hades oozes confidence and power. He towers over ordinary men. His long, dark hair and beard frame a severe countenance with hard eyes that people swore could see into your soul. His uniform is immaculate, as always. Red and black paneling with golden trim and a golden laurel resting atop his head. My lord? Hatch addresses him.
Status report?
All appears to be normal, my lord. At least, as normal as can be for Prisoner Zero. However, he will need to be cycled soon. Hades nods.
See that it is done.
Of course. Hatch pauses uncertainly. My lord, has there been word on Mesmer? A shadow passes over Hades' face, and Hatch knows that he has made a mistake bringing it up. This thing with Mesmer, it's personal for Hades, whatever it is.
The last word I've received is that my son's associates have taken him into custody, and that he will be brought in shortly.
There is no relief to be found in Hades' voice. That is good news, my lord?
Not until he is within these walls again. I don't trust it. Something is very wrong here.
The words ring true to Hatch's ears. A slight rumble passes through the room from somewhere outside. Hatch turns to look as his cup of ramen begins to slide across the console. He snatches it up. The office chair at his station rolls slowly towards the wall. Hatch and Hades both turn their attention to the security feed. Inside the small white room, the Rubik's Cube is floating. The furniture is nailed down, or else it would be floating as well. Patient Zero is himself floating, his outfit rippling freely about his body. His eyes are fully open, and they are black as the void of space.
Call the physician in, now.
Hades' tone is absolute. Hatch grabs the receiver and quickly makes a call as Hades marches inside. Hatch's blood runs cold as he watches Hades pass through the wards and subdue the prisoner. Through the speakers, he can hear the prisoner's mutterings. The voice he hears in his nightmares. The ravings of a madman.